Craving God's Word by Rita Morrow. There was a time when I would get up and go, start the day with routine stuff, and not even think twice about God or what He was doing in my life. So often life gets away from us and we forget about His presence in our lives. Raising kids, taking care of our families, working, all these things keep us busy. Time goes by so fast, and before we know it, it seems like we're 10 years older than we were yesterday. As I get older, I crave God's Word more and more. I can't start my day without Him. I have seen so much how the effects of just the daily struggles of our lives can overwhelm us, and how Satan can take control if we are not armed with God's Word. I know He's a constant presence in my life. I still need my conversations with Him. I still have to seek His guidance in everything. I still have to stop and ask Him to stick close to me and give me strength. I crave His words. I crave His love and closeness to me. 1 Peter 2, 1-3, New King James Version. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I desire His presence. I crave His words, His love, His protection all around me. I know His plans for me are good. I know this world can drag me down and Satan can make me feel defeated. Searching out His word every day and staying focused and committed to Him is what keeps me going. He's my anchor. Thinking about the pressures of the day and the never-ending tasks that are in front of me are only bearable because of my faith in my Savior. His words see me through. John 4:13-14, New King James Version. Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." John 6:35, New King James Version. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Have a blessed day."